Good to see everyone. So this is the first halachic topic. Last week we introduced just the different reasons for Shemitah, but now we're going to get to the first halachic topic. We're going to deal a few weeks with the malachos, and then we'll get to the halachos of Perishvias. So we'll try to go a little bit in order of the Mishnayos. The first Mishnayos in the Masechta deal with what we call in the Gemara Tosafos Shvias. So I'm sure everybody's heard of Tosafos Shabbos, right? What's Tosafos Shabbos? That we have the ability to, it's a very special opportunity that we could be Mekabel Shabbos early, like they have Plag Minyanim. So the Gemara and the Mishnayos also discuss Tosefes Shvias. When the Mishnayos describe, are there three times, at three points in the year, of the sixth year leading up to Shemitah, that we're going to stop doing work in the fields? Pesach, Atzeres, Shavuos, and 30 days before. And what comes out from the Gemara in Moed Katan on Daf Gimel through Dalet and Rosh Hashanah and Daf Tes is that the 30 days, that seems to be an Isser Daraisa. You're not allowed in a Torah to plow, but for sure plow, we'll see everything else. But for sure you can't plow 30 days before Shemitah. Then Chazal extended that, Midrabanan, from Pesach and Shavuos. And the distinctions that the Mishnayos make is that if it's a field that has it's for trees, so it needs more work done to it, and you could say, oh, I'm still working for the sixth year because I'm trying to get those fruits, so then the deadline is going to be Atzeres. They went back for Pesach for fields of like wheat that need less rain, they need less work on them, so that we're going to be machmir ready from Pesach. That is the basic halacha, that you have three times, 30 days min HaTorah, for the fruit trees at Atzeres, and for the wheat fields from Pesach, that's when we're going to stop doing it. And where does this come from? So that we see here on the sheet, the fourth mishnah, the Perek, and that's a machlokas. Rabbi Akiva says, from the pasuk in Shmos, v'charesh v'katzer tishbos. So that's a very unclear pasuk. You should rest from plowing and reaping and harvesting. So what's that talking about? So it can't be talking about Shabbos, the Gemara says, because we can't do 37 other malachas on Shabbos. Why just these two? Why is it singing about plowing and reaping? So it can't be talking about Shabbos. So what must it be talking about? Talking about Shvias. And it can't be talking about Shvias itself on the seventh year, because we have different psukim in Parshas Bahar that tells us we can't harvest. So rather, what's it talking about? Erev Shvias. Erev Shvias, we're not allowed to jump ahead and do Charisha. We can't plow on Erev Shvias leading up to Shvias. That is Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, that pasuk is about Shabbos. It's allowing us to do Ketiras Omer about Shabbos. How he gets around the problem that it only lists two malachos is because it's signaling out Ketira, because you're allowed to do the Ketira for the Omer on Shavuos when you prepare for the Omer. On Pesach, when you're preparing for the Omer that you're going to bring on Shavuos, to do the Ketiras Omer so that we could do on Shabbos. So he learns that pasuk about Shabbos. So what's he left? The only source that he has, if he can't use the pasuk, is a halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. So there's Rabbi Kiva who learns this concept of 30 days before from Charesh of Katzir. I can't plow. It's not talking about Shvias itself because I have other pasukim that tell me that. So he must bump up Shemitah. Shemitah starts 30 days early from this pasuk of Charesh of Katzir. And for Rabbi Yishmael, it's a halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. So as the question that you see here on the sheet, what would be the difference between whether or not we learn from a pasuk or halacha Moshe Mitzrayim? They're both Taraisa. Min HaTorah, 30 days before, I cannot plow. So what would be the difference be? So we'll see this Gemara Moed Katan is a startling Gemara. The Gemara says, Yachal Yolak El HaTosefes. We would have thought you get Malkus and Tosefes, and then the Gemara says, but the Gemara has a Mesorah that you don't. And then the Gemara asks, what are we talking about? What's this Malkus? What's this Mesorah? So one opinion in the Gemara is, Yadim Shehosifu Chachamim Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. I would have thought I get Malkus on the work that I do, the plowing that I do 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, then the Torah comes to tell me, no, I don't, it's okay. The pasuk, we'll see about the Gemara's conclusion is why we don't, but we don't get Malkus. So that is startling from both perspectives. If you're learning like Rabbi Akiva, that it's from Uva Charesh of Katzer Tishbos, how can you get Malkus for that? What's the number one rule? What's the requirement for Malkus? Number one rule. It's not enough that it's Usher, rather it has to be an Isser Lav. It has to say, don't do this. It never said, don't do this. It said, rest from plowing, rest from harvesting. And if it's Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, that's even worse, because we generally don't get punished as a like Mitzvah Beis Din or Malkus from Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim just means that we have a Mesorah that we have to follow this, but there are no Onshin, because there's no Pasuk in the Torah that you could point to that's going to give me a punishment. So how could it be that...
Does she have a Knas to it? Not the guy planting, but like the party who's buying.
Right, so that would be true. That would definitely be true. That on Shvias, if you there would be a kenas on the result of the fruit, but that wouldn't be enough to get malchus. I think the kenas would be there that you wouldn't be allowed to buy the fruit. The fact that we're getting malchus was in Passover first.
The difference would be that if a person went and sold it, would it be kind of like
kefil type of thing, right? So I don't think we would go that far. Kefil would normally stay with someone who violated, let's say, Didi Mamadus of Gzela, but there definitely would be a knas. In some regard, that we'll get to. That's a very halachically relevant topic. If you buy fruits from people who were over on Shvius, so why would you get malchus? So this is what Tosos is very bothered by, right? How could you get malchus? Even according to Rabbi, so according to Rabbi Shmuel, you definitely wouldn't get malchus. According to Rabbi Kiva, maybe you could because it's a pasuk, but it's only an asay. The charish v'katz v'tishbos says Tosos v'im tomer malchus minalon v'halo loksev but Tosef is lav. Ela asay greda. It's just a mitzvah asay. You would never get lashes of malchus on a mitzvah asay. Becharish v'katzir tishbots. Ikala meimar. The becharish v'katzir mafkinen. The sarach Tosefis. So what do we learn from that pasuk? That you need to add on. What are you adding on to? What are you adding on from, I should say? What are you adding on from? You're making the sixth year part of the seventh year. So maybe what we could say is, well, the seventh year for sure has malchus. Because there in Parshas Behar, it says sarchalo sizra. Karmachalo sizmor. That you can't plant, you can't plow, and it says as innovating is reach low sivsor, and right, you can't harvest. So that says low. So maybe we could borrow the malchus, the lav, the losa say from the seventh year. So what's Tosa's language? What does it mean Tosefis? What does it mean to add on? Kilomer shahashvius, flip the sheet. Maschelis mishana hashishes becholdin shvius yelashishes. What's this pasuk telling us? It's not an independent mitzvah say start shvius early. By starting Shvius early, by starting the Shemitah year 30 days before in the sixth year, what we're saying is these 30 days have the status, so that's Tulsa's language, v'chol din Shvius yelashishis, and it should have the entirety of the halachos of Shvius in the sixth year. We actually started Shemitah early. So then I could think, maybe I would get Malchus, according to Rabbi Kiva, who learns from a pasuk, and post the halacha Moshe Sinai.
It's like Tosfos Shabbos.
That's exactly right. That's exactly the mashal that I was going to give. That's excellent. Right on. Right. There's a question that there's many, many proofs to this. The Tosfos Shabbos. How does it work? You're mekabel Shabbos early. That's a very funny concept. It's not Shabbos. So you could say you didn't really do that. What you did is, I said I'm going to start Shabbos early in the sense that I'm not going to do malachos, but it's not really Shabbos for me. Or the other way of looking at Tosfos Shabbos is that I have the ability, the power, to take Kedusha Shabbos and bring it into Friday. And there's a lot of different cases they talk about. One of the cases they talk about, so you daven a plag mincha, and then you come home, and you sit down for your Shabbos Suda, and it's still before Shkia, the sun's almost going down, it's still daytime. You finish your meal, and you see people, driving, you can finish your meal, and people could be almost driving to the last minyan, depending on the time of the year. So there's the machlokas between the Taz and the Marshal, if I should try to eat another kezayis of bread, kibetz of bread, after nightfall. So the opinion that says I should try to is because, yeah, it's Shabbos in the sense that I can't do malachos, but I can't be yotzei through the Shabbos. But the Taz says, no, of course not. Tosefos Shabbos means I made it into Shabbos, and I could be yotzei my suda even earlier in the day. So what Tosefos is saying here as a chumrah is that I would get malchus on Tosefos Shvius because it's like Shvius has started 30 days beforehand. So Tosefos is a starting point to start thinking about how we look at Tosefos Shvius. What does it mean that we add on? Does it mean it's just extra, but it's really nothing to do with the days that we're anticipating to come to the seventh year? No, we made it like the seventh year. Now, if we look at the contrast here, the Rambam, maybe we could point to a little bit of a machlokas. So this is the Rambam Perek Gimel of Shemitah Yovel, where he introduces this concept. Avodas Aretz, ignore those parentheses from the Bar Ilan, I apologize for that. The letters Avodas Aretz B'Shana Shishis Shloshim Yom Samech L'Shvius Asura Halacha Moshe Sinai. The Rambam passes like Rabbi Yishmael. Maybe that's part of the difference between Tosfos already. Passes like Rabbi Yishmael that it's Halacha Moshe Sinai. Why are we not allowed to do the work of the land 30 days before? Memnei Shu Metakna L'Shvius. Because by working 30 days before, I am improving the land. I'm making it better for the seventh. And then we'll see, As we go on later, that this is only in a halacha when the Beis Hamikdash was around. So this language, what do you think this means? Nation mitakna l'shvius, because I'm making it, I'm preparing it, I'm making it improved for the seventh year. So this,
what
to me,
you can't do anything on the seventh year anyway.
Right. So that's what I think. That's exactly the point. I mean, that's why it's also the Rambam saying, why are we not allowed to work 30 days beforehand? Because from that point of 30 days beforehand, it looks like any work that I'm doing is not towards ending my sixth year crop and making sure that I'm go home and close up shop my sixth year successfully. That already happened 31 days and beforehand. So any work that I'm going to do on the 30th day, exactly what you said, what's the difference? Why would I be doing it? It must be because I'm preparing for something that's also Yeshua.
Does this have anything to do with the actual agriculture, or it's just a 30-day rule like you have in 30 days rules in other parts of Judaism?
You're saying, where do we get the halakha of 30 days? So that's an excellent question. So if it's halakha Moshe Sinai, so then you could say they just pulled down from Masorah 30 days. But I saw Reb Chaim Kanievsky in his Sefer, which we could familiarize ourselves this year, called Derech Amuna. He wrote like a Mishnah Berurah style Sefer on the Rambam Hilchos Zrayim. So he asked that question according to Rabbi Kiva, if it's a Pasuk, so where do they get 30 days from? So either you have to say that somehow the Pasuk knew that 30 days is related to being good for the land, or I think he suggests, like you're saying, that sometimes we say like 30 days in halacha, like Stam Halva, 30 days. You know, average loan is 30 days. There's a halacha of 30 days. That's maybe like the month. So that's a very good point. So, Meneshu Metaknel Shvius is pointing to that. The Rambam is not saying that Shemitah started early. You can't start Shemitah early. It's not Shemitah. But it's a preparatory time that any malacha that I'm going to do now is looks like I'm preparing for the seventh year, and therefore it's not allowed. So I'm not allowed to do malachos 30 days beforehand because this time is like pre-Shemitah, I would call it. Instead of calling it Tosef Shemitah starts early, it's pre-season, right? Football season just started, but it's pre-season, and therefore Shemitah starts early. So those are two ways of looking at Tosef Shemitah. It's very similar, like what Kenny was saying, to Tosef Shabbos. Now there's an added twist that we're going to even look at it in a third perspective, and that is a little bit of a complicated mishnah on the second parak. The mishnah says that I can't plant or any other forms of planting trees and seeds 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. I can't put them in the ground. And if I did that, this is what Henry was saying, there's a knas, I'm obligated to uproot it if I plant it from 30 days and onward close to Rosh Hashanah. So why would that be? So the mishnah seems to say, because not only am I not allowed to plant during the seventh year, I'm not allowed to have the seeds that I planted in the ground before the seventh year take root on the seventh year. So if I just because I put a seed in the ground, nothing happens right away. So through a machlokas in the Mishnah, how long it takes for things to take root. But according to this opinion, the Mishnah takes 30 days. So I'm not allowed to plant 30 days, nothing to do with Tosef Shvius, it's because of Shemitah itself. It's a form of planting on Shemitah if I allow the seeds to take root when Shemitah comes. Fine, that's what the Mishnah says. Then the Gemara says, yeah, the Mishnah says 30 days, you have to add on another 30 days. Not only am I not allowed to plant 30 days before Shemitah, I'm not allowed to plant 30 days before the 30 days, 60 days. Why? Because I can't even have it take root on Tosef Shvius. Not only am I worried about it taking root on Shemitah itself, I have to plant 30 days before the 30-day preseason so that it doesn't take root on Shemitah. Like we said, because it takes 30 days to take root. So this is a big machlokas in the Gemara. Some Rishonim in the Gemara, namely, Tosos rereads the Gemara. It's not saying that. He says it's only 30 days. You don't have to prepare for preseason. But Rashi says 30 days. So if you look down after this Gemara in Yevamos, it says Rashi. Why 30 days? Because 30 days before the 30 days, because the Chol Shol Shom Yom Lefnei Shviyas Kishviyas Damu. Sounds like Tosos. Right? 30 days before Shemitah is like Shemitah itself. So this sounds like Tosos, but Rashi added one more step to that. And why is that? Because how do we understand this concept that in Shemitah itself, not only can I not do the action of planting, but I can't have something cause root? That's nothing like Shabbos. On Shabbos, the Gemara in the Mishnah Shabbos talks about, if I put something and I start a process on Erev Shabbos, and the Malacha is going to be completed on Shabbos, there's nothing wrong with that Minat Torah. Let's say I turn on my sprinklers on Erev Shabbos. Nothing wrong with that. The grass is being watered on Shabbos, but I didn't do that. I did it before Shabbos. Here it sounds like I can't cause planting to happen on the seventh year, even if the action that I did of putting the seed in the ground was on the sixth year. So the explanation for that, and this is going to be a shiur in of itself, is that the nature of Shemitah post the Shabbos isn't just about my action, but we want the land to rest. So if I do an action before Shemitah that will cause the land to start getting ready and accepting and being collate and the seeds at that time, so then that's also a violation.
Would you say the parallel is that on Shabbos you have an Inyan of Shavuos?
Right. Right, exactly. So Shabbos could extend to other people where the focus of Shemitah is going to be the ground. So I can't have the ground, I can't cause the ground to do work. So even if my action was 30 days beforehand, 28 days beforehand, since it's going to kick in the seventh year where the seeds are going to start growing, that's a problem. That's by regular Shemitah. What Rashi's doing is he's taking that concept and he's applying it to the preseason also. Not only in preseason can I do work, but in pre-Shemitah, I have to be 30 days before that when it comes to my planting, because I can't even have it take root the 30 days, because not only is 30 days before Shemitah like Shemitah, it's so much like Shemitah that we're not just worried about your work, but we're worried about the result on the ground as well. And just to flesh out a practical application of where we see this machlokus play out, so the Rash, we're going to meet a lot of new svarim this year. The Rash is a commentary on the Mishnayos, not in the Kahati or even in the Tiferes Yisrael Mishnayos. If you look in the Gemara's printing of Mishnayos, there's the Rambam on one side, which we're all familiar with, and the Rash, which is Rabbeinu Shimshon Mishantz. He was one of the most important Balei Tosos, so he has a running commentary on Mishnayos Zrayim. So he quotes a machlokus with one of the other well-known Balei Tosos we all have heard of, Rabbeinu Tam. Whether or not, we know we're not allowed to plow 30 days before, but are we allowed to plant? That's the question he raised with Rabbeinu Tam. We're not allowed to plow. The question is, are we allowed to plant 30 days before Shemitah? Says the Rash, of course you're not allowed to. Why? Because Harisha, if you learn the hierarchy of what the Malachos are, Harisha is the lowest level of Malachos. It's not even a lav on Shemitah. But planting is like an Av Malach, he says. On Shabbos, planting is an Av Malach. It's the ultimate work of the field. So if plowing is Aser, and then he says, plowing is Aser, and so is Mira, so is pruning. Zriya, planting, which is higher than all of them, of course it's Aser until Sabbath Shvias. Says Rabbeinu Tam, you got it all wrong. You could start with your hierarchies and which Malachos are. Torah says, Becharish v'katri tishbos. The preseason is only Harisha. They have nothing to do with planting. So they seem to be arguing about exactly this point. The Rash is bringing proofs from Shemitah, because Shemitah starts early. So if Shemitah starts early, of course planting is Aser. We wouldn't make any distinctions. It's just like Shvias. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not that Shvias starts early. It's preparatory time that we can't do, like exactly like you said, that we can't do things where it's obvious that the actions that I'm doing now, I'm going to reap their benefits on the Shemitah year. So what malacha is that? Harisha. Because if I put something in the ground now, 30 days before, I won't see the results of that way later into the year. And anyway, that will stay in the ground and grow to a big tree for many, many years. But Harisha, plowing, directly impacts the seventh year. So Rabbeinu Tam holds that Shemitah didn't start early. He thinks that it's just preparatory time. The Rash thinks Shemitah starts early, and therefore, we're not allowed to do Zriya. Just to close with what we, Halach L'maisa, so if you walk away, at least pretending that we're farmers in Eretz Yisrael, what would we do now in this time period? So the Gemara says, whole topic in of itself, that this whole concept, this whole shiur, it's over. It's canceled. Because if it's a halacha moshe mi-Sinai, which is the way we paskin, the halacha moshe was built in that it only applies when the base of Migdash exists. The base of Migdash is destroyed. There's no more halacha moshe mi-Sinai. We don't have to worry about Tosafot Shvi'as. You can have a party 30 days before and go out to the field and plow all you want. But, the Gemara says, we're still concerned for Maris Ayin. If we plant trees in a time where they're going to start growing on Shemitah, people are going to say, well, this tree, and how are people going to know that? Because you have to count 4 years from Orla. They'll count backwards and say 3 years for Orla. Hey, this tree grew on Shemitah, even though in fact it grew on Tosafot Shvi'as. So there's a concern of Maris Ayin that still applies. So therefore, we can't plant things that are going to start to take root on Shemitah itself. That's in terms of Maris Ayin. Then there's an additional question. Let's say you're planting things that are not fruit trees. Well, you'll have the Maris Ayin due to Orla. So should we still be concerned that we don't want things taking root on Shemitah, like I explained, because that whole concept of the land resting? So that's a very practical machlokas nowadays between the Chazon Ish. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach goes back and forth, but he has considerations to be machmir. But what everybody does agree about is, let's say, fruit trees, you're not allowed to plant 15 days before, because we don't pass them like the 30-day opinion. We pass them, it takes 15 days for it to take root. You're not allowed to plant 15 days before Shemitah. And what occurred to me this morning, and such a great way to start this learning together, it's this Simon Bracha, is that's exactly today. There's a machlokas if it's the 15th day or the 16th day of Elul. It's all complicated machlokas about Mikzas Hayom Kekulo. But in the way, it's here in this Sefer Mishmaris HaShviyah, it's a very important Sefer. But some people paskin that Tesvav Elul is when the when starting from that day is when the Isser of planting before Shviyah applies. So this is something that is somewhat practically relevant, where the farmers would have to decease at this time. Thank you very much. Yeah.